It's Living on Earth. I'm Steve Kerwood in Bonn, Germany for the climate change negotiations. And when it comes to global warming, the amount of information out there can seem overwhelming. There are studies upon studies predicting just how much carbon could be released into the atmosphere in the coming years and how the planet might respond over the next 100 years. Many of the studies have come up with similar results, but there are some important differences as well. A group of scientists and economists has come up with a way that tries to make sense of that range of possible outcomes. They reviewed 100 different global warming scenarios generated by computer models. They crunched the results and gave them odds. Then they used the numbers to make pie-shaped wedges and pasted them onto a giant gambling wheel, like the kind you might find at a casino or TV game show. Just before I left for Bonn, I went to visit Ronald Prin. He's the co-director of this project. I found him and his global warming version of the Wheel of Fortune in his office at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology.
We call it the greenhouse gamble, somewhat tongue-in-cheek in saying that. The special aspect of the wheel, of course, is that in this illustration of the odds of various amount of warming, if we don't enact any policies, you only get one spin, and whatever it lands on, you live with. So if it lands on the greater than 8 degrees Fahrenheit, and you see this, you know, the odds are not zero. You could land on the 8 degrees, greater than 8 degrees Fahrenheit, and then obviously we will be in deep trouble.
Well, it's time to give the wheel a spin. Go ahead, Professor Prin. Let's find out what's going to happen to the planet. Bingo, 3 to 4 degrees Fahrenheit rise.
That's right in the middle of the range. And maybe no surprise, it's one of the biggest slices of the pie. We had very high probability that we were going to either land on 3 to 4 or 4 to 5 degrees Fahrenheit.
It's just on the line between 3 and 4 and 4 and 5.
Exactly.
What would that mean for this planet?
That amount of warming globally is not the amount of warming that you would get in the tropics or the poles, because the warming is uneven. There'll be a lot more warming in the polar regions than in the tropics. So 4 degrees Fahrenheit global average increase in temperature would correspond in the Arctic and Antarctic regions to perhaps 6 or 7 degrees Fahrenheit rise of temperature there. So one would begin to really worry at that point about the stability of the ice sheets, the stability of the boreal forest regions, the stability of the tundra regions.
What are the implications of that?
Well, the ice sheets in the high latitudes are important in a number of ways. First, they do contain a lot of water, and if they melt, then they contribute to sea level rising. Sea level will rise with global warming anyway, and that is because when you heat up water, the ocean water, it expands. Most of us are familiar with the fact that when you heat things up, they tend to expand. Well, ocean water certainly behaves like that. So along with this global warming we're talking about here, we would project up to maybe a half a meter of sea level rise that could accompany this amount of warming.
Okay, here we are at MIT in Cambridge, Massachusetts. We're on a river, the Charles River. It's beautiful out there today. If there were a rise in the ocean, it's just down there at a dam, what would things be like here at MIT?
Well, we would have a couple of hundred years to adjust to it. One presumes that if we wanted to keep MIT where it is now and not move further inland, that with the help of the rest of the city of Boston, that we would increase the size, the height of the dam, and construct similar systems, dike systems, around the city of Boston to protect the low-lying areas. Perhaps the rich countries could afford to build dikes to preserve New Orleans, for example, which would be one city that would be certainly susceptible to sea level rise. But what about the folk in Bangladesh, where routinely already significant fractions of their coastal land area get inundated when they have large typhoons? Even a half a meter sea level rise for Bangladesh would be a very, very serious issue for them.
Now, what about the odds of not having much of anything at all happen with temperature change on the planet.
Yeah. Next to the greater than 8 degrees Fahrenheit is one that says less than 2 degrees Fahrenheit. And that's a very small amount. It's about equivalent to what we've seen over the last 120 years in warming. And we've survived. So if we landed on the less than 2 degrees Fahrenheit small slice there when we spin the wheel, then we can count our lucky stars, right, that the global warming is not going to be anything that we should be deeply worried about.
So, all right, I'll give it a spin here.
Seven to 8 degrees Fahrenheit this time.
Oh my, so what does that mean?
Well, this is the outcome that nobody would want. We would be looking at something like maybe 12 degrees Fahrenheit or more temperature rise in the polar regions. This amount of global warming in the middle of the continents could mean significant drying out. This amount of global warming would certainly be accompanied by more rainfall in many areas of the world, because higher ocean temperatures mean more evaporation, more total rainfall. The difficulty at the end is we don't know where we're going to land on the wheel. And the challenge for policy, for policy making, is to replace the wheel that we have here by one in which has much smaller slices, where you're getting the high amounts of temperature rise, and much bigger slices where we're getting relatively small amounts of temperature rise. So that's the aim, that would be the aim of a policy, to change the sizes of the slices in this wheel.
Ronald Prin is professor of atmospheric chemistry here at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. He also directs the Center for Global Change Science. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.